give me a hug if it goes well, or chew my ass out if things go really bad.
They know that I ignore that one. I take the risk, as racing drivers do. So.
So are you telling me we probably shouldn't air this interview?
No comment.
Triple digits in golf freaking sucks ass.
Oh, see, I'm not a golfer, so.
It does. I agree. It's not fun.
I've led 860-something laps the last two, so obviously I'm going to be biased to this. I just think it's more fun.
Try again.
Network broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Ladies and gentlemen, the doctors are in, and we've got the fix for these last three races for NASCAR. Stick around so you can hear that. And we've also got some patients that'll come in and help us fix the issue with Darlington, Martinsville, and again, Bristol, the boring, expletive-type races that we've seen the last three weekends in a row. Austin Cindric will be here. Tyler Reddick will be here. They've all got their take on what we should be doing with these boring-ass short-track races, and then some. Also coming up, Kyle Kirkwood will be here in the Freak Nation. IndyCar Series winner from Long Beach, winning the 50th annual Long Beach Grand Prix. He will be here in the Freak Nation. Crash Gladys checking in from Long Beach. She'll be with us for most of the show until they kick her ass out of the freaking Dan Gurney Media Center. Look at that. Can you find it? That is just a perfect spot, Crash.
Wait a minute. You think that I didn't put this here? This is not where this lived for all weekend. This was greeting people at the top of the convention center where you check in for the media center. I brought it into my cozy little penthouse room here and put it behind me. So it looks like it's purposely placed.
Well, it's tasty, cool. Man. We got Cole Cusimano sitting in the number two seat. It's okay. We'll figure it out. Richard C. Suave still in the dungeon, or it's like a lot of the kids say on X, thinking he's there in his mom and dad's basement doing the show.
That's what, hey, if you listen to the good folks on the Speed Freaks social media channels, yeah. And the Larson Bros, that's what they think I'm doing. Anytime I criticize Kyle Larson, I'm doing it from my basement. You know what? They want to be wrong, you know?
Lawrence Van Thorn will be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Dude won himself his... I don't want to get too much in the weeds in this out of the gate, Crasher.
But it's a little difficult to explain, yes.
Yeah. He won his third IMSA race in a row, but not in the same car.
Exactly. But don't worry, his teammates also won yesterday, Saturday, at the Long Beach Grand Prix. So they've all won the first three races of the year. Am I confusing you even more?
There we go. So Freak Nation, again, the topic at hand here as we join the Freak Nation from Lucas Oil Studios every Sunday night is Bristol. And we said this last week. We said on a horsepower hump day that it's setting up to be another boring race. If you're a Kyle Larson fan, understand how much you'd love it. You heard Kyle Larson talk about it at the top of the show. He'll be joining us here coming up in moments about, yeah, he's a little biased, but he likes boring races like this. Now, come on, Kyle. We know damn well if you got your ass handed to you at Bristol, you would not be saying the same damn thing. And looking at... again, the Twitter Nation or X Nation here at Speed Freaks on Twitter, on X, whatever the hell we're calling it nowadays. It's good to see that the Freak Nation's coming around and they're not the big snorkel fest of, you know what, that's a pretty good race. Bro, I tweeted this out earlier. Cole, I don't know if you saw this, that I jumped over to Fox to see if there was some pre-race coverage early for the IndyCar race. And I caught the last 4 minutes of stoppage time between Kansas City and the Portland Timbers. And I saw more passing in those four freaking minutes than I did the entire G-Dam race at Bristol. We got to do something about this. Cole, Crash, Suave, I think I've got a solution, but I want to hear what the hell you guys have to say about what the hell we witnessed for, what, 2.5 hours? 2 hours or 45 minutes?
I mean, that was the silver lining right there, because the race went by so fast that we didn't have to endure much more of it. But, like, yeah, it's tough, man. It's really tough because going into the weekend, there were so many expectations of the same product from last spring with the tire degradation and all that. But the end result was 2,197 green flag passes.
Say that again?
2,197 green flag passes. That is the second least in the Gen 7 era. Four lead changes. Four total lead changes. That was the seventh time since 1961 there were four or less lead changes at Bristol. So,
okay, hold on a second.
Not good. Not good.
Go to that four shot again, Richie. All right, go to the four shot. Cole, read that four passes. read that stat, and I want all of us to have a face for that.
A reaction.
Okay?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I already had a face.
I got you guys. So this was the seventh time since 1961 that there were four or less lead changes at Bristol Motor Speedway.
All right. Did somebody get a snapshot?
Okay. Can I add to the stat chat that we're doing right now?
Yep.
Because, as you can see, I'm at the Long Beach Grand Prix where IMSA and IndyCar and Super Trucks raced this weekend. This is a track that's not known for passing at all in any of the series. And we didn't have a ton of passing in IMSA nor IndyCar. But IndyCar had 9 passes for the lead. 9. And you're telling me Bristol on a 500-mile oval, they only had 4? What's going on?
That is absolute garbage.
Shaking my head. You were saying there are more lead changes in the freaking Masters, right?
Yes.
Right?
There are more lead changes in the freaking one and only playoff hole.
It's not a good look, man. Not a good look.
No.
For a track where you're used to seeing so much action and so many great races and memorable finishes and whatnot, this is just not a great look at all.
And am I that old white dude that still looks at stands and the fans, or lack thereof?
It was bad.
That was 30, 40,000 that typically would sit about, what, 80 or 90 at one time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looked emptier than a high school football game that's not even varsity, JV. That's what it looked like to me. Which I put out this poll about this, and I asked, how do we fix the Gen 7 short track era? I said, throw the car in the trash, more horsepower, or worse tire. And 49% are saying more horsepower, 41% throw the car in the trash, and 10% are saying worse tire.
But don't you think the easy fix, though, is the tire?
Well,
isn't that the easy, without having to sink millions and millions?
I think this is a bigger problem than just the tire.
You think it is, actually, that setup of that?
It's the car.
Gen 7 car.
It's the car, but, like, the tire would be, you'd think, would be the easy fix, and that was what all signs were pointing to in practice and qualifying, but clearly didn't translate to Sunday. So, I mean, it's the car at this point.
Mm-hmm.
People want more horsepower. Give them more horsepower.
Well, when I say the tire, I mean the tire with the different compounds.
Right.
Every professional motorsports series that's worth a damn has different tire grades.
Mm-hmm.
IMSA? Crasher, does IMSA have tire grades?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Right?
I don't believe so.
I don't think they do.
I truly don't believe so.
Okay, IndyCar, Formula One, and NASCAR at Phoenix does. Right?
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR at Phoenix does. That was what I was talking about with the easy fix. Let's just get through this freaking season. And O'Donnell, call a freaking audible, bro, because I can promise you, we have Easter coming up this weekend, then we have Dega. We're going to rely on Talladega to try and fix this crap show for the last 3 races?
Yes.
It probably will. It's Talladega.
Yeah, but you understand my point.
Oh, of course.
This freaking series was born and bred on short tracks.
Exactly.
And we're getting these POSs of races, not one, not two, but 3 in a row, where the NASCAR nation, they drank the Kool-Aid a long time ago. You could give them a crap show, and they'll go, yeah, I like that. You can give them a snoozer, like, but 3 in a row, they might start putting the Kool-Aid back down and drinking the real sauce and realizing that there's something going on, and this S has to be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Well, the off week's coming at a perfect time right now because, yeah. I mean, like you said, three straight stinkers, and then you get Talladega coming up. So hopefully that'll revive things. But it's a shame. Yeah, NASCAR was built on short track racing, and the product's just been so bad with this next-gen car. But I think there's different ways you can go with this. Richie, like you were saying, more horsepower. Do you go to one race a year at these tracks like we see at Richmond now this year? I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it at this point. If we're going to stick with the Gen 7 car and it's going to be this bad of a product for visually, like, that could be the answer.
Get rid of them all. Just dump them.
Get rid of them all. Get rid of them. We can't. Bristol's been here since 1961.
I don't care.
Martinsville, 1949.
I don't care.
Come on.
I don't care. I know I'm in the minority, okay? I've said this about Monaco, too. I don't give one rat's ass about Monaco. I don't care if it's been on the schedule for 75 years. It is the worst race on the calendar. It is not meant to host Formula One cars anymore. And I say the same thing about every single one of these NASCAR short tracks. I don't give a rat's ass about its history. I want good racing. I want to be entertained. And all the short tracks are not entertaining, and nobody's showing up. So why do them?
That's Richie being Richie, but to a degree,
what?
Richie,
hold on.
I'm gonna kind of back you up because these were the tracks that were built decades ago, and the horsepower, the size of the cars, the built of these cars, it's not your dad's Bristol anymore. It's mm-hmm. not. It's not your dad's. Excuse me. It's not your dad's Martinsville anymore with the size and the ability of these drivers, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different animal that's got to be freaking solved. Quick style, bro, because when you got to rely on a track where half the drivers hate racing it, Talladega, to bring it back to life, holy smokes. Freak Nation, his name is Kyle Larson. He'll be joining us. Also, Kyle Kirkwood, your IndyCar Series winner from Long Beach, will be in here. We'll hear from Austin Cindric and Tyler Reddick. It's all coming up right here. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, or X as the kids call it, Facebook, Instagram. Right here from Lucas Oil Studios, Speed Freaks Pits. And what the hell did I just say it again? I'll say it again. Lucas Oil Studios. Hit it.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
This is a paid sponsorship, not an endorsement by this program or station. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplane.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Messaging data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
If you've thought about trying Ozempic, Wegovy, or other GLP-1 medications, you probably know that they can be expensive and hard to get access to. Not anymore, thanks to Zelthy. Zelthy is 100% online, and if you qualify, their professionals can prescribe medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive. That's right, no long waits at the doctor's office or pharmacy. Everything is shipped right to your door. Zelthy can also provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. The active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. All you have to do to get started is send them a text. Just text SPEED to 200-300. Don't wait. Text right now for your link to your exclusive offer. Text the word SPEED to 200-300. That's SPEED to 200-300. SPEED to 200-300.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Well, Freak Nation, it's that time of the year when General Tire would like to hand you some cold, hard cash. Now through the end of April, purchase a set of four qualifying passenger tires from General Tire and get up to $80 back on a Visa prepaid card. Plus, if you purchase the four qualifying passenger tires with your General Tire credit card, you can get up to an additional $80 added to your Visa prepaid card. For more information, hit them up, generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for over two decades.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no four turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours,
check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks.
Freak Nation, I can't say it enough, man. Lucas Oil and LucasOil.com is a great go-to website. Be sure to follow them on social media, Instagram, Twitter. Like their Facebook page. They've got all the products to keep all of your rides on the road fat and happy. Go to LucasOil.com. That's LucasOil.com, the official lube of the Freak Nation, for about the duration of these 25 years that we're going to be celebrating coming up in June. Kyle Larson with the win. Kyle Larson with a big win in Bristol, with a lot of things going on, ancillary items going on outside the car, with the passing of longtime PR personnel. And we're going to spend some time talking about John Edwards. And I know if you're a NASCAR fan, you know about John Edwards by now. Second hour, we're going to spend some time talking about John in that last segment and give him his due, because he has been synonymous with us, with Jeff Gordon and Kyle Larson. Passed away last week, but we'll get to that coming up next hour. But Kyle Larson with the win. Of course he likes this race, Cole, but I brought up, this isn't your dad's Bristol or your dad's Martinsville, or this isn't your dad's NASCAR with the size of these cars now.
Exactly. Yeah, no, you hit on that perfectly. Like, you've seen a noticeable shift in how this track and how these drivers used to race at tracks like Bristol and Martinsville compared to years past. And I love when Kyle Larson wins, because you get more content from Cliff Daniels, and Cliff Daniels is one of the most intelligent and well-spoken guys in the garage area. He actually touched on this in his post-race press conference. Dustin Long asked him why he was watching a replay of the 2004 Bristol race on top of all his other duties watching race replays for this weekend. So here's what he had to say about why he was watching an old race at Bristol.
Well, I hate to admit this, because just in my family background, I like to think of myself as a little bit of a NASCAR history buff, but I totally forgot, I think, the fact that "It's Bristol, baby" came from him from that race. So that was fun to see. Why am I watching it? I had exhausted myself on watching all of the 2023 and 2024 races. And as we're working through the week, you know, there's a lot of things going on with our week, especially this week. But it was kind of on in the background. And for me, it's a helpful reminder just to see, you know, the way the track has evolved, the way the sport has evolved, and just have a healthy appreciation for what it is that we do. There's so many, you know, veterans and people of the past of our sport that have paved the way for us to get here. The next gen era is certainly unique to what it is, as have many of the eras of NASCAR been. But our whole team is a team full of racers, and we have a very healthy appreciation and respect for the ones who paved the way for us to be here.
Now, what stuck out to me from this clip was how he said he was he was exhausting himself watching the races from 2023 yep. and 2024. So what does that tell you when your crew chief's watching film and he's literally bored, exhausted, watching these races? Something has to get done, right?
But that was going to be my point, was he said it without saying it. What we've been talking about for the first 18 minutes of the show is something's got to be done about these racetracks.
Mm-hmm.
Richie and Cole, you guys just want to dump it. Can I tell you a quick story? You know what? I'll tell the story sometime in the show about a dinner that I had, Crasher. Why was I at Indianapolis? And I'm sitting with these individuals that worked with Dodge and a couple of other folks. That
was the Hot Rod Power Tour.
Was that the Hot Rod Power
Tour? You just happened to go through. Yeah, you happened to go through Indy on that. Yeah.
That's what it was. And the stories they were telling me about getting this Gen 7 car ready were bananas. Bananas. I hope to share that story coming up. More from Kyle Larson, Cole.
Yeah, so I mentioned it earlier. There were a lot of talks about this being a very similar race to last spring at Bristol, with the tires falling off dramatically after 40 laps. But it wound up being a Kyle Larson show, where he led over 80% of the race. Completely different from what we were expecting. But This is Kyle Larson on if he prefers a more unpredictable race with tires falling off or a more standardized race like the one we saw today.
I've led 860-something laps the last two, so obviously I'm going to be biased to this. I just think it's more fun. Like, we're still out there managing, you know, our runs. So I don't know. I don't know. Last year was a very excessive. I mean, we were running maybe 50%, you know, throughout a run. And that was too much. But then, you know, today we're much closer to 100% every lap, but, you know, somewhere between 85 to 90%, you know, trying to still manage everything, you know, like me in the lead, like, I don't want to get my stuff too hot to where when I catch traffic, I can't pass lappers. So, you know, I think that's why Denny and I were still able to, you know, lap a lot of cars is because we still did a good job managing our tires. Although it might, you know, be a little less wear, it's still a lot more temp related that you're managing. So, I would obviously love it if it could still, like, the tire could lay more rubber and the pace would, you know, the track would get slicker. Like with Xfinity, it gets really black, and when it gets black, it's just greasy feeling and the pace slows down.
What Kyle Larson is saying there, without saying it, kind of like his crew chief did about 3 or 4 minutes ago, is, yeah, we got to figure this thing out at Bristol. And with that stat you dropped on us, Cole, 4 lead changes in the entire race.
Yep.
That's 4 lead changes. This is a track that, again, typically the race will last 4.5 hours. We got it done in under 3 hours, right?
Yeah, a little over 2.5.
Yeah.
Yep.
And to have such little passing for the lead on such a short track, this isn't just like, you know, it's kind of a crappy S show. No. You hear him talking about these different compounds, these different rubber elements that lay down in Xfinity. This has just got to be fixed. And we sound like a broken record for 21 minutes into this GDAM show.
Mm-hmm.
But these drivers and crew chiefs, Crasher, are saying what we're saying without saying it.
And there's nothing allegedly that can be done. I mean, we've been screaming to bring that second, that alternate tire to all the other short tracks, but we're not hearing anything from NASCAR, the sanctioning body. Nobody is admitting that these races are not the greatest product that they've ever put out there. And so change is not happening. I don't know how much more a crew chief or a driver needs to say it without saying it to get the point across, because media's not working. Drivers and crew chiefs aren't working. What's going to change?
Cole and I talked about this going just before we went live. Would we rather watch an S show or a boring race? And I would say yes. I'd rather watch an S show at Bristol than I would a boring race.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me to.
But hold on. Uh-oh. It goes back to Richie loving the first year of the Gen 7 car on the road course at Indianapolis because that was an S show. At least with an S show, you get entertainment.
It's unpredictable.
It's unpredictable.
That's, I mean, that's why we watch sports, dude. We don't watch sports just to watch a team drub another team 15-0 in the middle of the regular season, right? We watch it because it matters when it matters most, and we watch it because it's unpredictable, and that's why we watch. And we want to be entertained. And that's what NASCAR is missing right now with this car in general. And I wonder how long this is going to take them to figure out that, like, listen, we just got to get rid of this damn car, dude. Like, I think I mentioned this on Wednesday. This Gen 7 car is the best thing and the worst thing to happen to NASCAR in the last 25 years, because the parity is great. 2022 was great. You know, even last year, we had so many different winners. But NASCAR's like, they're like a stuck in the middle here, and they can't figure. They're like Malcolm in the Middle, and they can't figure out what to do. You know,
nice.
Real quick, let's get to the other soundbite before we get the hell out of here.
Yep.
Cool.
So Kyle Larson came up one spot shy in the Truck Series race of completing yet another weekend sweep. So here's what he had to say about coming up one spot shy once again.
I don't know. I race a lot, you know, so it's cool, you know, to win 2 times in a row on the, you know, same weekend. But I don't overthink it or celebrate it too much, I guess. You know, so I just love to race, and I love Bristol, and was really excited about this weekend. Obviously, wish I could have been one spot better on Friday to join Kyle, but you know, regardless, I had a great time this weekend and got to lead a bunch of laps and you know, challenge for wins and win a couple of them. So, yeah, proud of it, and hopefully get the chance to do it again in the future. You know, next year would be, you know, I'm done racing trucks and Xfinity for this year. So hopefully the schedule lays out right. Next year I can, you know, try again.
Kyle Larson, I put a lot of thought into it. I just like driving a damn race car.
I race a lot.
I race a lot. Right, Crash?
Another day at the office.
Yes. We get out there in my rental car and kick the ass of AJ Ford the fifth. That's how I roll.
The fifth? Are you saying someone's pregnant?
Negative. I'm saying you're in the Dan Gurney Media Center there at Long Beach Grand Prix. Hey, Freak Nation, we're going to take off those GDAM fenders and go IndyCar racing with your race winner, Kyle Kirkwood, will be joining us next. Also, Austin Cindric, Tyler Reddick. It's the Speed Freaks. Only here can you get post-race analysis this freaking hot. Such a crap box race, man. All right, Freak Nation. Kyle Kirkwood, beard and all, next. Speed Freaks Pittsburgh Soul Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
This is a sponsorship, not an endorsement by this program or station. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplane.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Messaging data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
If you've thought about trying Ozempic, Wegovy, or other GLP-1 medications, you probably know that they can be expensive and hard to get access to. Not anymore, thanks to Zelthy. Zelthy is 100% online, and if you qualify, their professionals can prescribe medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive. That's right, no long waits at the doctor's office or pharmacy. Everything is shipped right to your door. Zelthy can also provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. The active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. All you have to do to get started is send them a text. Just text SPEED to 200-300. Don't wait. Text right now for your link to your exclusive offer. Text the word SPEED to 200-300. That's SPEED to 200-300. SPEED to 200-300.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no 4 turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Well, Freak Nation, it's that time of the year when General Tire would like to hand you some cold, hard cash. Now through the end of April, purchase a set of four qualifying passenger tires from General Tire and get up to $80 back on a Visa prepaid card. Plus, if you purchase the four qualifying passenger tires with your General Tire credit card, you can get up to an additional $80 added to your Visa prepaid card. For more information, hit them up, generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for over two decades.
Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, coming up in moments, Kyle Kirkwood, your IndyCar Series race winner from Long Beach. He'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. But this segment brought to you by our good friends, Straight Talk. Need more data to stream Speed Freaks or your freaking favorite jams? Then switch to Straight Talk. Get real unlimited data on a reliable 5G network. Do it, Freak Nation. Straight Talk available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Crasher, you're hanging out in Long Beach. You had a chance to sit down with Kyle Kirkwood for a little bit post-race, talk about that race win. Was he, let's go ahead and go to four shot, Rich. Was he, watching this interview, he seemed a bit relieved with that race win, given, I guess, how a lot of people anticipated this race might be a little bit better than we've had in years past?
No, he was just that relaxed.
Yeah.
He had an epic weekend. He won the race from the pole, exactly what he did 2 years ago, winning it from the pole. But it wasn't like it was easy. He didn't constantly lead. I mean, there were different strategies playing out. Hey, NASCAR, did you hear what I just said? There were different strategies playing out, like tire strategies and pit strategies. Okay, just had to say that. But it wasn't necessarily relieved. He was just so relaxed. It was a spectacular weekend for him, for the team. He alludes to somebody else who had a great weekend who sat on his pit box. I don't want to give it all away right now, but it's no, there's no real relief. He was on cloud nine all weekend.
Freak Nation, his name is Kyle Kirkwood. Crasher caught up with your Long Beach Grand Prix IndyCar winner right now. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
So this guy right here has just won the historical 50th Long Beach Grand Prix. Kyle, this is now your second win in Long Beach. Slightly different cars. Is there anything to compare and contrast your two wins here?
Yes and no. There's ways. And the car is very different now. This is a different strategy. It's a different tire. And we now have the hybrid unit compared to 2023, but it was somewhat of the same. I think ultimately we just ran a better race here today than we did in 2023, where in 2023 we actually lost the lead for a lot of the laps, and it was because of strategy that we were able to get ourselves back into the lead. Here we kind of just had a lot of control from qualifying through the entire race, through practices. We felt like we were in a really, really good spot, and I'm thankful for the team because of them. They give me the tools, they give me a car, they give me the strategy, the pit stops, everything that allow me to go out and win.
But it's still you that does the hard part, and it's your butt that feels what's good and bad in the car to tell them.
I definitely do not have the hard part. I can tell you that much. They have the hard part. They're the ones that work day in, day out through the off season while I'm hanging out in Florida surfing on a surfboard. So they definitely have the hard part. I just get to push the pedals and turn the wheel. But fortunately, I do pretty good at that. So I help them. I'm obviously an asset to their team, but they're a huge asset for me. And it is a team effort, a team group win here today.
You just said surfing. You're in California. This is Surf Central, not Florida.
We have surf in California. Kelly Slater's from, in Florida. Kelly Slater lived 2 hours north of me and started surfing there. So there's waves in Florida. It's not as good as here. I give you that. But we do have some waves sometimes.
All right. I want to see some of these surfing waves. You're not going to be by the ocean in a long time, though. You've got Barber. You've got a month in Indy. And then you've got the Midwest sweep. When are you going to get back on a board?
Fortunately, my crew chief has a wake surf boat, so I'm gonna go surf behind his boat at some point in Indy because there's a few lakes up there. That's what I do. That's the only way I get back onto the board. You know what? I don't surf as much as I used to because it's still considered dangerous. whatever.
I'm interrupting you for a reason. Is it in your contract that you can't?
It's a great question. It probably is. It probably is, but they know that I ignore that one. I take the risk, as racing drivers do. So.
So are you telling me we probably shouldn't air this interview?
No comment, I guess.
This race, you mentioned in the press conference, you said, I'm sorry if this looked like a boring race. You know, you coming from pole. But the stats say otherwise. 169 passes on this track, 9 lead changes in the race, 0 yellows. That's insane. And this is, of those stats, the best since 2012. How can you capitalize on that for the fan base moving forward as we get on this momentum kick before Indy?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was referencing more the lead changes, right? I guess there was different strategies and people were able to pay attention to that, but there ultimately wasn't a passing for the lead, which is exactly what I wanted. But it's not what every single fan wants. So, you know, your stats are very important, right? You know, I think we've grown as a series, as there is years on this car, years on this package, we tend to get more and more passes kind of everywhere we go. Maybe not all of them happen in the front, but, they obviously cover a lot of things that happen in the middle of the pack. And that's very, very important. We got 27 of the best drivers in the world here. And there's a race happening, whether it's up front, middle of the pack, or wherever it's at. There's a very important race happening. And fortunately, we're at the front of all that today. But it is important for the fans to be able to see that as well.
One nugget I want to drop out there before we let you go. And by the way, you've been doing interviews for about 2 hours by the time I get you. You're done right now.
Yeah.
But Robert Wickens, he was on your box today.
Yeah, he was.
This was a pretty special win, not just for you, not just for the 50th, but for him making his return to the top of IMSA this weekend as well. Our friends at Racer Magazine are going to do a really good, Marshall Pruitt actually is going to do a really good story on it. Can you explain some of those additional emotions to the weekend?
For sure, right? So Robbie Wickens is obviously a big part of our team. He pays attention to a lot of things that we don't really get the chance to. And he has a completely different outlook on things. So he was clearly one of the fastest IndyCar drivers in his time. And this weekend was very special to him, getting back into the top tier motorsports series in GTD. So to see him driving again here this weekend, I actually went down to the Lexus pit stand and watched for a little bit. I noticed in the practice too that he was actually the fastest, right? Which is huge for him and huge for his morale and huge for the racing community as a whole, right? There's been a huge push to make sure that he gets back into cars. Brian Herta, who is on my stand, had put him back into the Hyundai program, won multiple championships in that, won multiple races in that, and to see him climb back up the ladder to IMSA is so, so cool. Even after a couple of big crashes that he's had, out of his control, of course, and yeah, I mean, he's stuck through it, and it's a very inspiring story, right? And this is a big weekend for him, and to cap it off with a win is even more special.
All right, are you ready for a beer or 12?
36, something like that, yeah.
36. Okay, so here's a question for you guys. Will Jeff Kluck's pole reach the percentage of as many beers as what Kyle Kirkwood wants to drink?
Ooh.
Saying.
It's going to be close.
Yeah, I know. I think it will be.
Crasher, I think I heard this on the broadcast today, that they've had 3 cautions over the last 3 races in IndyCar.
Well, okay, technically, yes, but if you're talking full course cautions, because local yellows don't really count.
Right.
So, full course cautions, here's what it is. One full course caution in 3 races. And might I remind you that full course caution happened on lap 1 of the St. Pete season opener. So, yeah, they haven't had a caution since the first lap of the season. That's bizarre.
And that stat was a little kick in the nuts for me. And the other one was, they said, yeah, and again, I know this, but just in the 3rd race into the season, I'm looking at all my calendars and my watch and it's almost freaking May, man. He only raced 3 damn races, right?
Well, the same could be said for NHRA, too. NHRA is only on their 4th, so.
Mm-hmm. I get it. It.
Not everyone starts in February, let's just be honest. I mean, Formula One's only on 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, come on. It's 3-4. That's average.
We got about a minute and a half. Your biggest takeaway from Long Beach this weekend?
People loved the party being back. I didn't get the vibe last year that I got this year. Chalk it up to the 50th, whatever. Chalk it up to, here's something else I was very aware of. Not as many Formula One shirts on fans walking through the paddock as last year. This year, more actual IndyCar team shirts people were wearing. I was blown away with that. But yeah, the crowd was wild. It was a party to be had. They did it really well, really respectfully and really fun, if those two things can even go together. It was a great, great 50th anniversary.
How can you have co-grand marshals, Mario Andretti and Al Unser Jr.?
Because of their wins at Long Beach.
Ah, there you go. I mean,
Mario's Mario, and he's, yeah. I don't have the stats in front of me right now how many times he's won Long Beach, but Al Jr. just, Al wiped the floor with everybody winning at this place. Kyle Kirkwood's on his way. He's already got 2 in 3 years.
And the second points, right?
He is now second in points, yes.
Mm. All right. Crash Glad is hanging out in Long Beach for the Long Beach Grand Prix. And we'll try and get to that interview of Lawrence Vanthor, who won the GTD class in the IMSA race Saturday afternoon. Also coming up, Austin Cindric will be in here, and Tyler Reddick. Plus a salute to a great man, John Edwards. We'll get to that. It's all coming up. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the lab to Lucas Oil products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add 1 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil, it works.
Lowe's knows how to help pros save. That's why the new MyLowe's Pro Rewards program lets you unlock exclusive member deals on the things you need every day on the job. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members can get volume discounts on eligible orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Exclusions, more terms and restrictions apply. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for 2 decades.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long and no 4 turns are the same. One wrong move and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine.
Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Well, Freak Nation, it's that time of the year when General Tire would like to hand you some cold, hard cash. Now through the end of April, purchase a set of four qualifying passenger tires from General Tire and get up to $80 back on a Visa prepaid card. Plus, if you purchase the four qualifying passenger tires with your General Tire credit card, you can get up to an additional $80 added to your Visa prepaid card. For more information, hit them up, generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for over two decades.
Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, you rolling on General Tires where you should. How about some incentive? How about $80 back? Up to $80 back with a Visa prepaid card if you buy four qualifying tires from our friends at General Tire. Now through the end of April, go to generaltire.com. It's generaltire.com to find out how you can get money back when you buy four General Tires. Generaltire.com, official tire of the Freak Nation. So, Tony Stewart, longtime friend of the Freak Nation, actually a gentleman who we coerced into cutting the cord of his son, Dominic, once his beautiful wife, Leah Pruitt, decided to give birth. Stewart was there, and according to news sources, he took the advice of yours truly and cut the cord of Dominic. But he can cut loose with another trophy to his trophy room, Cole Cusumano. Mm-hmm. Save the best for last, but share with us what Tony Stewart, Smoke, has won over the last few decades.
Yeah, Smoke rose in Sin City today. Tony Stewart has won a NASCAR Cup Series race, NASCAR Xfinity Series race, NASCAR Truck Series race, ARCA, IndyCar, Sprint Car, Midgets, Silver Crown, IROC, SRX, NHRA Top Fuel, Top Alcohol, and NHRA Top Fuel. That's 12 different disciplines for Tony Stewart.
He wins in Las Vegas. This is his second season, Crasher?
Yes.
Yeah, second season.
Last year was his first season in Top Fuel, and this is his second, yeah. Mm-hmm. But no wins until now. In Vegas, of all places. His baby's there. Dominic's there. Oh, man, it just – we have a picture. Someone sent us a picture of three generations of Stewarts all there in Victory Circle today. Just what an event. And it's four wide nationals. Mm-hmm. We talked with many drivers over the last several months on how difficult the focus is at a four wide nationals event. So Tony being Tony and doing Tony Stewart things, his level of being able to compartmentalize things and not let other things distract him, this was just a key win for him. Absolutely key. Of course, it's the four wide nationals where he takes his first Wally.
You know what's crazy? Like, we had the Motorsports Mount Rushmore a while back or a week or two ago. I'm surprised that Tony Stewart's name wasn't brought up because you look at what he's done, 12 different
Good
disciplines
point.
To win in. Yep. That's really like unheard of, I feel like. It's crazy.
Because of those drivers that we've talked about putting on the Mount Freakmore, they would all, I would say a majority of them would all say Tony Stewart would be on their Mount Freakmore.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go through the lineage of, excuse me, not lineage, you go through that those line items of, I mean, he just didn't win races in those series. He won... But he just didn't win a race in those series. He won races in those series and championships in those series. And of the 25 years of us doing Speed Freaks, again, we started on one little radio station in Los Angeles, now Freak Radio Network and every other freaking media outlet you can imagine. When we started this thing, NHRA was pretty much a go-to source for us with the race winners every time they'd race. Because of our tenure in the business, we've built some fantastic relationships. And Crasher, you'll know this, we never saw anyone coming to the NHRA to run Top Fuel or Funny Car, NASCAR, Sprint Car, IndyCar, but you would see NASCAR drivers, excuse me, NHRA drivers go to other series to race. Running a top fuel car, a funny car, is unlike anything that you can imagine. And let's just say that's me. Let's just say I'm a NASCAR Cup Series driver that has won championships. It's just not, no, I wouldn't do it. And there's a reason why they wouldn't do it, because they can't handle, what are they up to now, Crasher? 12,000 horsepower?
12,000 horsepower. There was a cool graphic. I forget if I sent this to you guys or not. It was a graphic on X this weekend about how the four wide nationals, you have four fuelers up against each other at the exact same time. That's 48,000 horsepower. That's more than the entire Cup field combined. That's more than the entire IndyCar field combined. What? Yeah, that's a lot.
So Tony Stewart, he was hooked the first time he drove a top alcohol rail. And when he made his first pass in a fueler, it was, the lights went off. He said, it's got to happen. And when his wife, Leah Pruitt, got pregnant, that was the chance for him to jump in the race car and compete in top fuel. And for him to get a top fuel win in his second season, this is his second full, this is his first full-time season, right?
No. Last year was full-time.
Yeah. Okay, he jumped. They traded. Yeah, he got into her car through tail end of two seasons ago, right?
No. She started last season only at, the beginning of the party before the
year. That's right.
That's the only race she did, and then he kicked things off in Gainesville. He did the entire full season, full NHRA season last year.
That's right. It was PRI in 2023 where they made the announcement with Speed Freaks about how she's going to relinquish the wheel to Tony after the All-Star Shootout.
Oh, thank you. The shootout, yeah.
Yep. So, Tony Stewart, his second season, go in and win a top fuel race. He's running against dudes that have been running top fuel for years and years and years and still haven't won their first freaking race.
Yes, but we brought up parity with the Gen 7 car a little bit ago. The parity, Cole, you brought this up with Jack Beckman a couple of weeks ago. The parity in top fuel and Fun Day car has been pretty astounding this year. And we're just seeing it again. It's just, what is it? I don't know, because typically these classes, you'll have four or five wins per driver. I don't know. I cannot explain why there is parity now in NHRA, but I can say that I'm liking it.
When you see somebody like Tony Stewart jump into a series, and we know the popularity of Tony Stewart, everybody here on this freaking show, and you're watching this, you know how popular Tony Stewart is. Again, if you're just now tuning in, Tony Stewart got his first top fuel win this weekend in Las Vegas, the four wide nationals. If you're not familiar with what four wide nationals are, it's four top fuel cars running against each other.
And, it's very loud.
Yeah. And if you've been to a NHRA race and seen fuelers run, you've got two top fuel cars, or two funny cars running. Just four together is insane. And I will say this, there are a number of drivers that can't stand the four wide nationals. They can't stand them. They'll say it on our show. I don't know if Proc was one of them, Crasher, but I know Robert Height was one of the drivers that said, I can't stand it. I think John Force off camera told us, well, sorry, I just kind of spilled the beans there. Sorry, John Force.
Hey-o. I don't think John Force said anything,
hey,
actually.
How's it going? I just kind of made that up there, Freak Nation.
Of course you did.
Just because of how it, to some of them, it's a gimmick. But again, I'm going to dig a rabbit hole here. Every type, form of racing or sport has a gimmick, right?
No, definitely. I think, I mean, as an outsider who wasn't really honed in all that much on NHRA, I think the four wide nationals are freaking sick. Mm-hmm. Like, see four of those things. Like you said, 12,000 horsepower going at it. It's really cool. It's better than just two. You mean double that? I love it. Brings more eyes into the sport. I think it makes it more entertaining.
So how do we apply this to Bristol to get ourselves a better race at Bristol? Is there any way?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No.
It's just, yeah, no. Except, like what drivers have been saying, they want more horsepower. They want to make the cars looser, put it more into the driver. NASCAR's not going to do anything. There's no point in us even talking about it.
Crasher, I disagree with you. NASCAR is going to do something. They cannot continue.
Not this season. there's nothing that is saying that they're eagerly ready to jump on something and make another change. I mean, the whole optional tire in Phoenix kind of came out of nowhere, but it was before the season, so it was something that they were arguably thinking about ahead of time. I just don't see anything changing in 2025.
I think they set that precedent. Like we said it before, like they should have brought the option tire to Martinsville, mm-hmm. to Bristol, all these short tracks to improve the product or help improve the product, but they're firm in their stance that they're not doing that going forward the rest of the season. So
they're too busy in the courtroom instead of focusing on the on-track product.
Yeah, that's right, Richie.
Freak Nation, Austin Cindric will be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Also, Tyler Reddick will be joining us next hour. And a salute to John Edwards. If you watched any of the NASCAR coverage over the weekend, and frankly, another four-shot crasher, I saw, was it Lundgaard? Who was it that gave props to John Edwards after the race today?
That was Christian Lundgaard. Yeah. Yes, of course, John Edwards being Kyle Larson's right-hand man, and Kyle Larson partnering up with the Arrow McLaren team last year and again this year to do the double, the Hendrick 1100, essentially. Yeah, John Edwards made some friends in the McLaren team. And so massive props to Lundgaard for giving him a shout out. Lundgaard wasn't a part of the McLaren team last year, but he still understood the importance. There were lots of conversations going around throughout this entire IndyCar and sports car paddock about John Edwards this weekend. Loads of people missing him. So yeah, he touched so many people on so many levels in so many disciplines of motorsport. So yeah, for Lundgaard to shout him out, that was just a massive respect.
Austin Cindric, Tyler Reddick, next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the labs of Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Well, Freak Nation, it's that time of the year when General Tire would like to hand you some cold, hard cash. Now through the end of April, purchase a set of 4 qualifying passenger tires from General Tire and get up to $80 back on a Visa prepaid card. Plus, if you purchase the 4 qualifying passenger tires with your General Tire credit card, you can get up to an additional $80 added to your Visa prepaid card. For more information, hit them up, generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for over 2 decades.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
This is a paid sponsorship, not an endorsement by this program or station. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Messaging data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
If you've thought about trying Ozempic, Wegovy, or other GLP-1 medications, you probably know that they can be expensive and hard to get access to. Not anymore, thanks to Xelphi. Xelphi is 100% online, and if you qualify, their professionals can prescribe medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive. That's right, no long waits at the doctor's office or pharmacy. Everything is shipped right to your door. Xelphi can also provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. The active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. All you have to do to get started is send them a text. Just text SPEED to 200-300. Don't wait. Text right now for your link to your exclusive offer. Text the word SPEED to 200-300. That's SPEED to 200-300. SPEED to 200-300.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no four turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Give me a hug if it goes well, or chew my ass out if things go really bad.
They know that I ignore that one. I take the risk, as racing drivers do. So.
So are you telling me we probably shouldn't air this interview?
No comment.
Triple digits in golf freaking sucks ass.
Oh, see, I'm not a golfer. It so
it does. I agree. It's not fun.
I've led 860-something laps the last two, so... obviously, I'm going to be biased to this. I just think it's more fun.
Please hang up and try again. Network broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire.
Rock on, baby!
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Before we came live back to Freak Nation, Cole was talking about some stats, and I'm going to pull a stat up here, Cole, where. Mm-hmm. Darlington and Bristol, and I said this in our break here, I don't want to spend another 12 minutes talking about how crappy Bristol was. Something has to be done. Look at the asses in the seats, or lack thereof. There's some smart folks out there that says, I'm not going to pay $75. I'm not going to pay my time to go see this freaking race. Here's another stat for you, Cole Cusimano and Freak Nation. Darlington and Bristol marked the first time the Cup Series has seen back-to-back races with four or fewer lead changes since 76 and 77.
Oh.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's two races.
That's hard.
With four or fewer.
Not good.
This is racing, brah.
I have a answer for that, actually.
Okay.
So after the race, Kyle Larson called this Bristol race a pure racing event. Do you agree with that? A lot of green flag racing. Limited lead changes. I was kind of like, I get what he was saying, but at the same time, you also have to have a compelling on-track display for people watching at home and in the stands.
Isn't that subjective? Well, what the hell's pure?
Like, it played out naturally. There was only one caution besides the stage breaks.
Okay, I get that. Yeah, if you're racing in your backyard and nobody's watching and it's not dependent on people actually watching your freaking race. Okay.
It wasn't really racing. So when you say pure racing, that was not racing. I don't know what that was.
Doesn't racing involve back and forth?
Racing involves actual overtaking and passing and excitement. I don't know what you would describe Bristol as, but it wasn't racing.
Good old-fashioned beatdowns.
Crasher, did you have something you want to jump in there?
Well, yeah, I think it just all comes down to the definition of pure racing, and that's obviously going to be subjective. So pure racing... To me, the thing that my knee-jerk reaction goes to is domination. And, yeah, that's what we had in Bristol today. So I don't know if that's kind of the standpoint that he's coming from.
Right.
I don't know. It just depends on how you define pure racing.
You also have some other stats you want to roll out here that, again, try and cover for such an S-box race we had at Bristol?
Just to bring some light to the snooze fest, yeah. So Kyle Larson, back-to-back winner at Bristol, his third win there, second win of the season. His 350 consecutive laps led is fifth most all-time in Bristol history. This was a one I did a deep dive on, too, because like last week, it wasn't a whole lot to watch in the second stage. So this was the first time. So William Byron last week swept both stages. Kyle Larson swept both stages this week. That was the first time since 2018 that two different drivers from the same team swept the stages in back-to-back weekends.
Ouch.
So it's a stat. I don't know how enthralling that is, but I was something I was kind of looking at.
when your sponsors are paying you to be engaging and to have awesome insight and cool things to say about a certain racing series that dominates the headlines. And I'm not talking about Formula One there, Richie. Sorry.
Damn it.
And I'm not talking about IndyCar. Bahrain, I'm not talking about NHRA. Said no one ever up until this weekend. Bahrain was better. Oh my gosh.
That's a t-shirt, Richie. Right? Or a hashtag.
You feel for people that, no, I don't. I don't feel for squat. I can't cover for this thing. I can't.
I can't.
We're throwing stats that by the time I walk off this mic and go to bed, I'm not going to remember. I'm going to barely remember Cole's name. I'm going to be so freaking tired I didn't take a nap during that damn race today.
I don't blame you. There was only one notable thing that came from that race besides Kyle Larson's domination, and it was that Denny Hamlin did not get the 3-peat. He was one spot shy, but that was like literally the only other talking point from that race, in my opinion.
Well, no, hold on.
Oh.
At least before I left for the weekend, you were going to do a PJ1 counter. How'd that turn out?
I did not end up following through with that because it was a non-factor today. You could have said they didn't put anything down and it would have been the exact same thing. There was no impact on this race whatsoever. And I don't think they talked about it that much either for that reason, so I had not keep track. Cody was. He said he counted 9, then he stopped, but it wasn't worth it to me.
You would have gotten freaking blitzkrieged if you would have drank every time they started talking about tires. That was the freaking stoner comment for Bristol, was talking about those tires.
That was their narrative that they wanted to push going into the race. Oh. And then once we figured out about 30 laps in that things weren't going to go that way, they were like, oh, crap, what do we do now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who's having the conversation with who? Is NASCAR having the conversation with Goodyear, or is Goodyear having the conversation? Who initiated the conversation about we got to fix this compound on this tire?
I would think and hope NASCAR.
It's got to be NASCAR, yeah.
You know? No, it's tough. Tough call.
I would think that Goodyear, maybe you guys might be too young to remember this. There were times when you would pick up a hard line and call somebody, and you call them at the exact same time, and it'd be busy. You couldn't get through. That might be what Goodyear and NASCAR did. It's like, yep, this is an S-box. Hey, oh, it's busy. You can't get a hold of it.
You know, when you bring up, you guys might be too young to remember this. Kenny, do you remember in IndyCar? I think IndyCar was the only series, besides Formula One. IndyCar and Formula One used to have two tire manufacturers. Mm-hmm. Remember the drama that created? We're not talking option tires. We're talking two different manufacturers, and teams were either Firestone or Goodyear, or in Formula One, Michelin. Actually, Formula One had three: Michelin, Pirelli. and Bridgestone at one time. Wow. Yeah, I would love to see that come back. I don't know why over the last 25 years, it hasn't.
All right. I was part of the Continental Tire Hot Rod Power Tour several years ago, and we stopped off in Indianapolis. This is in June, and I had dinner with some individuals, prominent individuals inside the motorsports community that know a crap ton more than I will ever know. And this was the year prior to the introduction to the Gen 7 car. And what they were telling me about the Gen 7 car was, again, this is June of, so this would be, the Gen 7 car was 2022, right? Mm-hmm. This was June of 2021, where, let's say, 6-8 months after this, Jens Evans was going to be introduced, you would think they would have things figured out. They were so far from having things figured out with the Gen 7 car, where teams were getting parts and pieces of race cars that after two or three or four tries still weren't fitting, weren't meshing. There were issues with trying to get these parts made to a degree where they would have spare parts. There was so much red tape. And again,
that was a little COVID related, though. I mean, because we are talking 2021 and finding parts and finding manufacturers for certain parts was kind of a deal.
Okay, whatever, COVID or no COVID, it's when you introduce something as primary as a new car. We're not introducing a freaking tailpipe. We're introducing a freaking new car. You want to have plenty of runs and plenty of experimental time with this car, year or years. I mean, Crasher, the last update to the chassis of IndyCar?
Yeah, that was a while ago, at least 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Are we working on 10, 11
years? I think it was 2012, was it?
Ooh, serious? Was
I think so.
Well, like aside from now that they're running hybrids. I mean, it was mid-season last year.
A hybrid, Suave, that you remember they were testing out during points races.
Yep.
Wow.
These are a freaking billionaire white dudes running these series that, again, money doesn't buy you smarts. Certainly doesn't buy you time because of Crasher. It certainly doesn't buy you enough time to be able to test these parts out. And that's where we are. After three freaking races, you heard what I dropped a few minutes ago, where this and Darlington, 1976, the last time you had back-to-back races where you had four or fewer freaking lead changes.
Mm-hmm.
Racing in its purest form, Freak Nation. I have no idea what the hell that means.
Per Kyle
that means
Larson.
Domination. Domination. That's what that is.
When your 11-year-old daughter is doing this, she was so bored with that race. And then, real quick, I know we got a break here in about 45 seconds. You go to the TV guide, the guide on Hulu, you see how much time is left in the race, and the race is already over. Look! It's okay, honey. IndyCar's going to be better. Let's
move
watch
to
this.
Fox.
Let's watch this Kansas City-Portland MLS game. 4 minutes of stoppage time. More exciting. All right, Freak Nation, Tyler Reddick, love the guy. We caught up with him this week after what we thought was going to be a race win for Tyler Reddick at Darlington. Tyler Reddick joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks or your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
This is a paid sponsorship, not an endorsement by this program or station. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Messaging data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
If you've thought about trying Ozempic, Wegovy, or other GLP-1 medications, you probably know that they can be expensive and hard to get access to. Not anymore, thanks to Zelthy. Zelthy is 100% online, and if you qualify, their professionals can prescribe medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive. That's right, no long waits at the doctor's office or pharmacy. Everything is shipped right to your door. Zelthy can also provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. The active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. All you have to do
to get started is send them a text. Just text SPEED to 200-300. Don't wait. Text right now for your link to your exclusive offer. Text the word SPEED to 200-300. That's SPEED to 200-300. SPEED to 200-300.
Well, Freak Nation, it's that time of the year when General Tire would like to hand you some cold, hard cash. Now through the end of April, purchase a set of four qualifying passenger tires from General Tire and get up to $80 back on a Visa prepaid card. Plus, if you purchase the four qualifying passenger tires with your General Tire credit card, you can get up to an additional $80 added to your Visa prepaid card. For more information, hit them up, generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for over two decades.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no four turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed
Freak
Freaks.
Tyler Reddick back in the Freak Nation. And Tyler, we've had this interview scheduled for about a week, week and a half, and coming out of Darlington, I thought, man, what a perfect time to get Reddick in here. He's leading the race. He's going to go on to win this damn thing.
Oh, it's your fault. Okay, thanks. I guess. Yep. Have a good one, folks. Thanks for having me.
Exactly. Nailed it.
How do I get out of here? It's different than what I'm normally accustomed to. How do I find the leave button?
Listen.
You find it on the screen. Typically, there's like leave meeting. I can't find it.
Instead of mullet, instead of Jesus Christ, have you learned to not count your chickens before they hatch? Because I was certain to going, Tyler Reddick's got him an early season win.
I was definitely not doing that in the race car. So I don't know. I knew the 12 was really, really good. He'd shown it in practice. He'd shown it at times throughout the race when a lot of cars kind of would get stuck. And just kind of be in the position they are, he would continue to advance and move forward though. We are keeping our eyes on it. You know, I think we were obviously keeping our eyes on, a lot of the cars that went further, than we did, just tracking their progress back to us. And I mean, the first 10, 15 laps were very, very promising. The 12 may have made up some ground, but like the first car that ran it out further, like the 24 or the 11, and the 20 weren't really making, the progress back that it was expected to, but, obviously when the 12 found his way around those cars that he was racing for a position, that thing was unleashed, if you will. And here it came. Just, I mean, it was half a second to 3/4 of a second, every single lap, just, I mean, on a different level than anyone else in the field.
Freak Nation. He's got himself 3 top 5s, I believe 4 top 10s, Tyler Reddick here in the Freak Nation. And when the Fox crew shows Michael Jordan on the box watching you run these laps, you can kind of see him start to grimace like he knows that Blaney's coming. You've got the greatest closer in the history of sports listening to what's going on. What's Tyler Reddick thinking at that time? How do I close this thing?
Yeah, you know, trying to run through those options. You know, I was kind of boxed in, though. There were some cars around us that were had fresher tires. Granted, they were running further down in the running order. But, you know, a couple laps on tires at a place like Darlington can be enough to make one of those lesser cars just be fast enough to stay in front of you but not be able to pass them. And that's kind of the box I ended up in. It really couldn't do much to help improve the gap that I had to the 12. So I was just kind of riding and hoping that the cars around me were going to make a mistake or just have enough left to fight off the 12. And I mean, the first attempt, if you will, worked. Dang near crashed doing it, but I was able to keep behind me in one and two, one of the laps. And I don't know. I definitely would do it differently if I had another opportunity. You know, in my head, I was like, man, I don't want to wreck and, you know, finish 30th like I did in the spring last year. But I guess at the end of the day, if I got spun trying to block the 12, maybe at most I lose two or three spots. So I think I definitely would approach it a little bit differently now having it under my belt, being in that spot.
Kenny wants to ask about Michael Jordan, some, you know, some famous dude that's on your box, whatever. I want to know, because it's just been so curious to me, your dynamic with a fellow racer out there, Denny Hamlin, who just so happens to also be your team owner. What can you even explain? Can you even put into words what that's really like, racing your team owner, but he's on a different team?
I think on the track, we race each other like, as if we, he's not my owner and I'm not his driver. I think, we don't let it get too out of hand, right? I think we both race each other respectfully, but hard. Off the racetrack, I feel like, even before being my team owner, he's a Toyota teammate. That relationship is there too. So yeah, I feel like, any chance that we can get, if I'm in a spot to help or he's in a spot to help, it's nice having someone that, is a teammate, is an owner, that has the veteran experience that he does. When I have these thoughts or these questions in my head, it's nice to be able to go to someone with that experience, to give me honest feedback as an owner, feedback as a driver, feedback as a teammate. So, it's been nice to have that.
What is some of the greatest advice he has given you in these last couple of years? Speaking of Denny Hamlin.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is what happens when I listen to his podcast. He doesn't want to trade secrets. That's what he called it this week. I love to talk to you about all those little things that have helped me. But, as one thing about this next gen car, all these little details used to be somewhat important, but wouldn't directly apply to anyone else in the field or to another team or another manufacturer. And just the way this next gen car is and how close everyone's getting, every little thing is just so important. So I'll just have to leave you guys up to speculation on what those would be.
Of course you would. Sorry. Okay, then let me go down a different aisle. Has either team owner Denny Hamlin or Michael Jordan given you the okay, or has it even been on your mind to maybe venture into some dirt racing as well?
It's been a while since we've talked about it, but I thought that was something that I wouldn't say it was like a super important factor, but it was one of the things that was important to me, is having that freedom to do that. It came up in discussions as things were coming together. I've got the feeling, and from our conversations about it years ago, that as long as it doesn't take away from, competition related things that we have during the week or take away from my commitments, like at the racetrack, that unless it's something absolutely crazy, I should be able to, have that freedom to do it. I've just found with this cup schedule and everything that happens during the week, I just haven't really got to that point yet where I feel like I can pull myself away from the week in, week out routine and go run a dirt race without really having the chance of negatively impacting our race weekend on the cup side. So I feel like over time, I'm hoping that gets better. Maybe one of these times I just need to pick a weekend and see if it hurts us. It's kind of hard to judge, but we've seen other drivers be able to do it and not impact their performance. So it's definitely something that, I wouldn't say I go to bed thinking about it every night, but I do wonder, how would that look? How would that work? It's someday here soon. I've just got to pull the trigger on it and do it.
You're leaving out somebody, and that's your wonderful wife, brother. You need to talk to that young woman about what the hell you're going to do outside of NASCAR, Skip Jack.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was up to the boss lady, I would never get back in a 410 sprint car. That's for sure.
Oh, no.
If I could find a way to pull it off, a great time to do is when she's busy with baby number two.
Right.
I wouldn't be shocked to find some of my personal belongings in the garage when I got home.
Oh, no.
It's all about trade-offs, you know?
No, we just need to have a girls' weekend, and we'll say, ladies, it's going to be okay.
Yeah,
let
sure.
the boys go make some money.
I'm pretty sure that if I was going to do that, she would want to be there to either, you know, give me a hug if it goes well or chew my ass out if things go really bad, if I have a big spill. She'll probably be the first one to the car to cuss me out. Like, that was stupid. So
I told you so.
Tyler Reddick joining us here in the Freak Nation. One last thing before we get the hell out of here. Bristol, again, we need more passing. We need more action on the track. Mm-hmm. We saw Martinsville. We saw Darlington. What would Tyler Reddick do different for Bristol? Would you bring in an alternate tire to Bristol?
Or short tracks in general.
Or short tracks in general.
It's a short – I don't know. I think unless we really step outside the box of what we know, a new tire that's a little bit softer would just be a short-term solution. You know, I think until we get to a point where these tires wear out extensively and you really see, you know, disparity in lap time between one car and the next, it's going to be difficult. You know, this is year four of the next gen car. You know, some people have bounced from one team to the next and just everybody's closed in on a lot of the same stuff on their cars. And you'll see it on Saturday in qualifying. You know, I would not be shocked if the spread from first to 20th is very, very close. I mean, it could at some point here in the near future, we're going to be looking at a 10th from first to 20th. It's some of these tracks we go to. And that's just, you know, everyone's really gotten the most out of these cars, out of their setups. So I think to help combat that, I mean, you know, the tire's just going to have to get to a point where it get, you know, you're able to run a fast lap, but it wears out quick.
Tyler Reddick here in the Freak Nation. And we continue on with that NASCAR theme. Another favorite of ours. Love his personality. Austin Cindric. Driving the number two cup car for Penske. He joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
Lowe's knows how to help pros save. That's why the new MyLowe's Pro Rewards program lets you unlock exclusive member deals on the things you need every day on the job. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members can get volume discounts on eligible orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Exclusions, more terms and restrictions apply. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detail or shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no 4 turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
Well, Freak Nation, it's that time of the year when General Tire would like to hand you some cold, hard cash. Now through the end of April, purchase a set of 4 qualifying passenger tires from General Tire and get up to $80 back on a Visa prepaid card. Plus, if you purchase the 4 qualifying passenger tires with your General Tire credit card, you can get up to an additional $80 added to your Visa prepaid card. For more information, hit them up, generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for over 2 decades.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, this segment brought to you by our good friends at Straight Talk. You need, as we like to say here in the Freak Nation, you need more data so you can stream your favorite Speed Freak show, right? For your favorite jams, then do the smart thing. Go with Straight Talk. Get real unlimited data on a reliable 5G network, Freak Nation. Straight Talk, available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Austin Cindric driving the number 2 cup car for Roger C. Penske. Penske Racing. We caught up with him earlier. Always a great conversation with a dude that shoots triple digits when it comes to golf and driving a freaking race car. Austin Cindric now. Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios. Freak Nation, Austin Cindric back in the Freak Nation. And Austin, I was talking to Brad Sweet. We were talking to Brad Sweet, humble brag, a couple of weeks ago. And we were talking about wiki pages and how there needed to be some updates to his wiki page. And he says, I don't know who even updates my wiki page. There are some updates that need to happen to Austin Cindric's wiki page.
Oh, really?
Do you update your wiki page or does your PR person?
That's a great question that I don't have the answer to. I can't tell you the last time I looked at my own Wikipedia. So I guess that tells you where my focus is, and it's not a whole lot on much about me because I already know everything about me.
Well, that's
good answer.
My point is this, Austin, and it's not a secret with the Freaks. We are big fans of yours and your personality and really what you bring outside the car to sometimes some boring freaking personalities. And we enjoy your attitude, whether it's in the booth with Fox or coming here in the Freak Nation. Bottom line is we need more Austin Cindric and what the hell you do outside the car.
Well, that's the thing. That's where I'm going to start disagreeing with you. I don't feel like I'm that interesting outside of the car. I just only racing is me, man. I mean, you said it. I got the same background every time because I don't leave here much. I spend a lot of time at the shop, but I am playing golf later today. I'm not any good at it, so I don't think we want to talk about that. But it is fun to get outside when the weather's as nice as it's been. But otherwise, I've got some projects I've worked on. I've been doing some stuff around the house and landscaping and whatever. I did some edging in a flower bed. That was always satisfying to get that stuff done. But yeah, just race cars, really. That's all that's going to be interesting.
Satisfying to get edging done. That's something that was not on my bingo card to come out of any driver's mouth
right
in 2025. But hold on. It's Masters week. Let's talk about this. I saw your teammates together at Augusta, Ryan Blaney, Scott McLaughlin. Where the heck were you?
Clearly here working on, you know, trying to win a race this weekend. They both also have races this weekend, so they're clearly confident, as they should be. They're both pretty good at what they do. But I appreciate good golf, and I've never seen like a professional like golf. Do they call it a match, game, whatever? I don't watch golf. I play golf. I don't have like a great interest in watching it. It's great to have on in the background, but I have great appreciation, great respect for those that are good at it, because my gosh, it's so hard. But it's a fun thing to do, and I guess I'll probably flick on the Masters, you know, since it's on this weekend, but not a top priority. I'll probably be watching the lower series races at Bristol a lot closer than I will be watching the Masters.
But you did say at one point, before we get off this golf conversation, you did say at one point that it was your goal to get under 100, and I thought you achieved that last year.
No, I've gotten 101 twice. So we're going for double digits. And that second time was a couple weeks ago, since the sun's been coming back out and I've been so cold outside, been starting to do a little more, going to the range a little more and workshopping and working on my swing thoughts. So, it's getting closer. Today could be the day. You never know.
Is golf a way though, for you to get out of the racing realm and to just kind of debrief your mind, to get away from sometimes the stress that can be motorsports?
Well, I first started playing just because like a lot of the people I spend a lot of time with, whether if it's my spotter, Doug Campbell, or some of my friends, everyone that I know seems to like really be into golf. My dad's really into golf in his spare time. So like, I don't know, all these people that I care about and like spending time with like playing golf. So it's a great way to spend time with people you like spending time with. I mean, playing golf with people you don't know or don't like isn't particularly a lot of fun, because I mean, it's about a 4-hour time commitment. And if you're just hanging out with people outside alone that you don't like, I mean, it's not worth it. But the one thing that I have figured out is when I first started playing, like, oh, I'll be riding in the cart, I can answer this email or do this or send this text. And I'd start to save things to do. I'd go play golf and I got none of it done. So I've realized that it's a great way to like completely disassociate. I mean, I'm of a generation that's exceptionally challenging to like let go of this thing and not pay attention to your phone. And like most of the time I play golf, like I'm in a complete time warp.
Austin Cindric joining us here in the Freak Nation, driving for Team Penske in the Cup Series, trying to get a consensus on the Gen Car, the tires in the Cup Series from all these drivers. You can never satisfy all the drivers. Half are always complaining, half are saying I love it. Where does Austin stand with, and I'm prefacing this by Martinsville, Darlington, and potentially Bristol to be another lead follow, not a lot of passing, not a lot of action for people watching on TV. Where does Austin stand on trying to devise something different with this car, bring in a different tire compound to provide better racing, not just for drivers, but for the fans that are watching these races?
Yeah, I think to avoid being too political, I'm going to ask a question to answer yours. And it's funny, because I had this conversation with another driver. You know, if you just take everything away from the fact that we're racing a different chassis and body and aero configuration and tires and all that, if you were to put every Cup Series driver in an equally prepared Xfinity car, what would the race look like? Because the cars are a lot closer. There's a lot less that you differentiate, you know, and it's way into execution and the human element, right? I mean, it's about total execution from pit crews. It's about total execution from the drivers and from the crew chiefs and the settings of the car. And that human element, when you are successful in this car, I mean, it's largely in part to the people involved, not just the car itself. There's different things with the engine here and there, but and the body work, but that's what happens when everyone is in such a similar environment. You know, your ability to differentiate yourself is small. So the way you differentiate is by refining all the small details and being absolutely stellar on execution. I mean, that's how you find consistent performance. So I think that is kind of how I filter everything, because there are some racetracks that unless I was able to be largely different in some way, they'd be really hard to pass at. Darlington is a hard track to pass on, whether if you're in Cup or Xfinity. And if you're using Xfinity compared to the last generation car, like it is, it's a super narrow racetrack. I mean, it's hard to do. If we have two working grooves, like that's about as good as it's going to get. In Martinsville, I feel the same way. Like we had two working grooves and rubber going down on the racetrack. Like there's only so much I feel like you can ask in that aspect. So, then I think it's just how do you want to consume the races, and how do race fans want to, appreciate their driver's success or lack thereof? You know, is it easier to find the issue or not? And do you want to know what the issue is or not? You know, if your guy isn't doing well, do you want to know it's because he's not doing well, or you just, is it easier to blame, you know, the car or this or that? So, it's an interesting conversation, but it's one that I don't spend a ton of time focusing on, even though it doesn't sound like it, but, because my job is to fully maximize the opportunity, right? I love the challenge of being able to go out and work on the small details. You know, that's where I feel like I am. That is a strength of mine. So, knowing that is the game. I mean, I that's why I'm here. That's why I'm studying. That's why I come to the racetrack as prepared as I do every week, because that's where it matters. And, you know, those that work hard and do it week to week, that'll pay off.
So I think I hear what you're saying, Austin Cindric, that Denny Hamlin and Christopher Bell are two of the most badass pilots in the 2025 Cup Series, given the fact that they've gotten multiple wins and they seem to have everything figured out.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are two exceptionally good drivers you named off. I mean, they obviously drive for the same team, and, you know, I think there's a lot of things, you know, when it comes to the cars and, you know, the execution. I mean, you look at that race. I mean, that race should have either been won by probably William Byron or Ryan Blaney at the end, and it came down to a pit stop and total execution. You put yourself in position, bam, race winner. Dominate the race the week before, regardless of anything else, and bam, you're a race winner. So, you know, I think there's not just driver talent. I mean, you identify the cars by the driver's names and the number, but the people, when I say the people, it's the total team, and the total teams matter, and those are two exceptionally strong race teams.
All right, Austin, next time we have you in the Freak Nation, I want to see a trophy behind you that says 99, meaning you broke 100. How about that?
The whole world will know when I get double digits on that scorecard.
Because, I mean, Crasher, let's don't sugarcoat it. Triple digits in golf freaking sucks ass.
Oh, see, I'm not a golfer, so.
It does. I agree. It's not fun. It's hard to celebrate.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio, redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil, it works.
Lowe's knows how to help pros save. That's why the new MyLowe's Pro Rewards program lets you unlock exclusive member deals on the things you need every day on the job. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members can get volume discounts on eligible orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Freak Nation, get this. General Tire has launched a comprehensive Shield Plus Advantage plan for passenger and light truck tires. What that means for you is when you purchase General Tires, the Shield Plus Advantage plan lets you enjoy a complete package of multiple warranties and coverage to get the most from your tires. The plan applies to all General Tire passenger and light truck tires purchased as replacements in the U.S. and Canada with DOT serial numbers. For more information, hit them up on generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for two decades.
This is a paid sponsorship, not an endorsement by this program or station. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Messaging data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
If you've thought about trying Ozempic, Wegovy, or other GLP-1 medications, you probably know that they can be expensive and hard to get access to. Not anymore, thanks to Xelthy. Xelthy is 100% online, and if you qualify, their professionals can prescribe medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive. That's right, no long waits at the doctor's office or pharmacy. Everything is shipped right to your door.
Xelthy can also provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less.
The active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less. All you have to do to get started is send them a text. Just text SPEED to 200-300. Don't wait. Text right now for your link to your exclusive offer. Text the word SPEED to 200-300. That's SPEED to 200-300. SPEED to 200-300.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long, and no four turns are the same. One wrong move, and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Well, Freak Nation, it's that time of the year when General Tire would like to hand you some cold, hard cash. Now through the end of April, purchase a set of 4 qualifying passenger tires from General Tire and get up to $80 back on a Visa prepaid card. Plus, if you purchase the 4 qualifying passenger tires with your General Tire credit card, you can get up to an additional $80 added to your Visa prepaid card. For more information, hit them up, generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for over 2 decades.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio, redefined.
Coming at you one more time, Freak Nation. It's an encore presentation of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
Freak Nation, now through the end of April, you're going to have a shot at getting up to $80 back on a Visa prepaid card from our friends at General Tire. Buy 4 qualifying General Tires, and you can get up to $80 back. Want more information? Well, you know where to go. Go to generaltire.com. That's generaltire.com. The official tire of the Freak Nation, that is General Tire. Has Crasher crashed yet, or she's still with us? There she is.
Hey, what's up?
Did we just wake you up?
No, I just read something on Instagram. A good friend of ours from Chevy is, I didn't even know this when she left the media center today, but she's leaving racing. So I'm kind of shocked. So yeah, sorry. Just was caught up in that.
Okay. Freak Nation, Crasher and yours truly have been doing Speed Freaks for, it'll be 25 years come June. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary all this year. Couldn't tell because we're just kind of, you know, we're just feel fortunate to be able to do this. Cole Cusimano is the latest addition here with Speed Freaks. Richard C. Suave has been with us for, it feels like about 30 years, Richie.
It's only 11 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can keep track of how long I've been around. Because I've been around the same amount of time as your daughter. So.
Attaboy.
Ah, yeah. Good point. All right.
And through
but Kenny still can't get your birthday right.
That's correct.
No, his age. I know what his birthday is.
Hello, maybe. You can just do some math then.
Hey, this conversation is more interesting than Bristol race. So.
All right, let's do this. Let's before we get into our discussion about our good friend John Edwards, let's drop Beat the Freaks. Did you get that done by any chance?
Yeah.
Oh, it's done.
Come
yeah.
on. Did I get that done?
Because Freak Nation, if you follow us on X, you know that typically we'll drop Friday or Saturday, unlike this week, and we dropped it Sunday morning. Sorry about that. Where you get a shot at winning a set of General Tires. We ask you to pick 3 drivers, and if your 3 drivers beat our 3 drivers in the final tally, then you'll take home a set of General Tires. What do we have for the results at Bristol there, Richard C. Suave?
What do we have?
Well, there it is.
What do we have there?
Cusimano.
Yes, sir.
Atta boy.
That's 3.
saved us.
That's three. Dude. Who's keeping track, though? Come on.
The money stop, baby.
Money stop. Mm-hmm. Come on.
If you're watching us, you see what's going on here where Haas 23, 127 points to Cole Cusumano's buck 32. Richard C. Suave at 61. Crasher at 122. Yours truly at 109. All right.
Richie, who did you pick?
I went with the bees and I went with the bees and the bees did not pay off, okay?
Bubba Buescher and I think Byron?
Yes. I think that's right.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of bees, doesn't our daughter have the birds and the bees conversation with health class this week in fifth grade?
Oh, God. This is the week. Fifth grade health class. Help us. So if we don't do horsepower hump day, now you will know why. Because think about it. She's coming home. That's an early release day. She's coming home and we'll have just had that conversation. And then we're supposed to do horsepower hump day.
Hump day!
That's a horrible hump day.
Oh, who's going to turn red quicker? Cole or Richie?
Cole made the joke first. Okay, not me.
It was simultaneous, honestly.
Yeah, it was. Dirty ass mind. You freaking. You guys are millennials, right? Are you millennial or Gen Z?
Are. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Henley, our daughter, 11-year-old daughter's generation, I think they said Generation Alpha.
It's weird.
So we're starting over again?
I don't know, Crash. Where are we going with this thing? Anyway, congratulations, Cole, for saving our ass again when it came to Beat the Freaks.
And okay? No problem.
Attaboy. Now, as I was started off this segment, 25 years of Speed Freaks, we've come across many, many individuals in the motorsports business, from PR folks to presidents of series to driver. I could go on and on and on. But one individual that was a stalwart part of these 25 years, his name is John Edwards. And if you've been following NASCAR over the last 6 or 7 days, you've seen a number of salutes to John Edwards. John Edwards was the PR person and much more than just the PR person for Jeff Gordon and Kyle Larson. He has been integral in a lot of people's lives in NASCAR over the last 25 years or so. He died this past week, and Richie, this little inside baseball, Richie shared the text with us, and it was as soon as I saw that crasher, I know where you were, you know where I was. It was just, speaking of simultaneously, it was like, oh, no, and then, oh, no. And we found out that John Edwards passed. And Crasher, you saw John Edwards at Martinsville. We saw him. We all saw him at Phoenix when he brought us Kyle Larson.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see the outpour from people in the business, I've never seen anything like this.
I haven't either. It's never. Insane.
You know, Shav Glick was an extraordinary motorsports writer for the LA Times. That was just synonymous with motorsports, not just out of Southern California, but throughout the country. Louis Brewster, same thing out of Southern California. David Poole, who covered it for one of the Charlotte newspapers. When those guys passed, a lot of outpouring, a lot of people sending their thoughts. But this one has been crazy, the lives that he's touched.
I mean, when I found out about it, I was in complete shock and disbelief. Mm-hmm. I was misty-eyed for a while at working at Amici, and I'm not really an emotional guy, but John, he was, I think, the standard for professionalism, public relations, and he was just a world-class individual. He made it a point to establish a connection with everybody he crossed paths with, and I think that's why you saw that much outpour on social media, but I think what stuck out to me the most was that no journalist, no outlet, no person was more important than the other, and in a profession where it's very easy to be selective, or it's pretty common in that regard, actually, he gave everybody an equal opportunity, treat everybody equally. And for a team like Kendrick Motorsports, especially, and a driver like Kyle Larson, Jeff Gordon, like he treated everybody the same. And I think that was really exemplary of him, you know?
Crasher, you're at Long Beach Grand Prix, and you're part of the media center there. I'm sure there was an outpouring of conversation about John Edwards there as well.
Oh, without question. Everybody bringing up stories and lots of laughs, but still a ton of shock. And he's only 6 months older than me. I believe his birthday is technically this coming up week. It's just the shock. I have not fully processed it yet myself because I feel like I'm going to see him in a couple of races. It's very difficult.
Yep.
He was one of the OGs, man. Like Cole, you nailed it. He was a person that he made everybody feel comfortable. He was a guy, okay, in Martinsville specifically, I said, hey, oh, he said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I didn't return your text. I said, don't worry about it. We got it figured out. We had a backup plan and yada, yada. And he goes, you know me, if you need something really badly, just call me, Crash. And I'm like, how many people say that these days? Nobody talks anymore. They just text. But John was one of those guys. He's like, no, call me. If you need something, I will get it for you. But I have too many texts to filter through. Call me. Old school. And, you know, John and Speed Freaks, we didn't get off on the right foot when Speed Freaks started 25 years ago. I think it was the next year because we were extremely edgy out of the gate. But once he saw us, we had an interview with Jeff Gordon and Wolfgang Puck together at Fontana, California Speedway. And once he saw how personable we could be in interviews, he was just, I just remember, Kenny, he gave you a look like, oh, hey, we can do this. You know, this is good. We got this. And from that point on, yeah, anytime we needed something, he was there. Hendrick brought him back. Team Hendrick brought him back after he was gone for a while. And I think he was doing some work with Fox. Brought him back for the resurgence of Kyle Larson. You couldn't have gotten a better guy to do that. And then he just overhauled all of Hendrick Public Relations. He was the director of it all.
Richie, let's end the show with Jeff Gordon talking about John Edwards.
I mean, worked with John for a long, long time. But, you know, he just had – and I feel like – and John would probably want this to be a broader discussion about just what PR folks do, the dedication that they have, commitment, and this balance they have of connecting a team or a driver with the media, with the fans, with the sponsors, and also – allowing them to stay focused on their job, and he was the best, and I get to work with the best, and so did Kyle, and now, you know, I think others that he's mentored will get to carry that on, and today we get to carry it on with a win. I mean, he loved to travel, you know, and he loved to consume and consume life, I've really enjoyed this week talking to some folks, you know, that I haven't talked to in many years, and John just, you know, had friends from all different walks of life and loved all forms of motorsports. And
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Well, Freak Nation, it's that time of the year when General Tire would like to hand you some cold, hard cash. Now through the end of April, purchase a set of four qualifying passenger tires from General Tire and get up to $80 back on a Visa prepaid card. Plus, if you purchase the four qualifying passenger tires with your General Tire credit card, you can get up to an additional $80 added to your Visa prepaid card. For more information, hit them up, generaltire.com. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks for over two decades.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
This is Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not like other videos. It's 1.25 miles long and no four turns are the same. One wrong move and it can bite you. It's not your normal racetrack. Some racers love it. Some hate it. Champions respect it. June 14th and 15th is not just Father's Day weekend. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500.
For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.